Coming Friday, November 14th, and Saturday, November 15th, Issues Etc. 24. It's a live 24-hour broadcast of Issues Etc. from 10 in the morning Central Time on November 14th through 10 in the morning Central Time on November 15th. This year's theme, Myths About Lutheranism. Issues Etc. 24, Friday, November 14th, and Saturday, November 15th. Listen live at issuesetc.org.
My wife came to me and said, you know, I've got a terrible disease. I want suicide. I would say, absolutely not. You cannot take away from me, A, your presence, and B, my loving privilege to care for you for as long as you live.
The church looks like this grotesque old lady with hair grown out of her face, and we want her to be this gorgeous porn star. There is no way to turn grandma into a porn star, and we shouldn't want to.
The scripture is not a book about me. It's not an instruction book for my life.
Former evangelicals on track to be Lutheran pastors by attending Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Love, Issues, etc.
Not a new thing that women get together and have parties to kind of sell an idea or sell some kind of a product, Tupperware and Pampered Chef and you name it. There's all sorts of stuff out there. This one caught my attention, egg freezing parties. It's not a culinary party. It's about women who want to have children but not now. And so they're going to learn, they're going to hear and get a pitch for some information, perhaps some services on how to freeze their eggs when they're young so that when they're old, they can still have children and have it all, so to speak. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. on this Thursday afternoon, November the 13th. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. We're going to be talking about egg freezing parties with Jennifer Lall here in the first few minutes of this hour. A little bit later, Christ in the Old Testament, our series with Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer will continue in Zephaniah Chapter 1. You can join us for the next hour with questions or comments, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @issuesetc, or our beloved on-demand listeners can always use the Issues Etc. comment line any time of day or night with questions or comments, 618-223-8382, 618-223-8382. Before Jennifer joins us, let's listen to this story from CBS The Morning Show on egg freezing parties.
The women invited to this party all have something in common. They're successful in their careers with no immediate plans to have children, but they know their eggs will never be as healthy as they are now.
It feels like there's a lot of pressure to find the right person, and the clock is ticking, and you don't want to be rushing that.
This is about fertility awareness.
Dr. Amy Avazadeh is an OBGYN specializing in fertility treatments, and she's been hosting an increasingly popular series of egg freezing parties, catering to women working in Northern California's lucrative high-tech industry. They listen to experts who tell them all about the medical and financial risks and rewards of freezing their eggs now to use later when they're ready for children.
It's almost like a cocktail party.
It almost is, and it's not about drinking drinks, and it's just about hanging out and realizing that you're not alone. There are a lot of women out there just like you.
Who are you targeting specifically?
Anyone with a question about whether egg freezing is for them.
The procedure is relatively simple. As many as 8 to 12 eggs are harvested in a 20-minute outpatient procedure. They're flash frozen with liquid nitrogen. Fertility doctors say it allows younger women to put off motherhood for a decade, choosing when to thaw and fertilize their frozen eggs. The cost runs in the tens of thousands of dollars, but Facebook and other companies are offering to pay for the procedure. Apple says it will offer the benefit next year. The technology has improved greatly, but there are no guarantees.
There is no promise of pregnancy from the frozen eggs that you've retrieved. It's just a chance, an opportunity to give yourself an option that you may not have had.
Still, the one-stop shopping aspect of these parties, where both medical and occasionally money experts give advice, is causing concern among some medical professionals.
I really want to be careful, though, that women don't feel that they're being marketed to or that this is being sort of pushed. Women should feel no pressure to have to freeze eggs.
This isn't about marketing to women to get them to buy something. I say it's all about empowerment and knowledge.
In other words, it's their party, and they'll buy if they want to. For CBS This Morning, Kristen Ayers, Walnut Creek, California.
Joining us to talk about these egg freezing parties, Jennifer Lall. She's a regular guest. She spent 25 years as a pediatric critical care nurse, a hospital administrator, and a senior level nursing manager. She's founder and president of the Center for Bioethics and Culture Network, and she's director and executive producer of the films Eggsploitation, Anonymous Father's Day, and Breeders, a Subclass of Women. Jennifer, welcome back to Issues, Etc.
Thanks, Todd. It's good to be with you.
I have a hard time understanding this, its appeal to women. How would you describe the appeal of this, not just the parties, really, but the procedures that are being sold to women in these parties?
Well, I just had to chuckle, you know, listening to the clip that you ran when the woman said that this is no pressure, this is about empowering women and giving them knowledge. And I'm thinking the whole industry is built on women who feel pressured. You know, they feel the biological clock pressure. They feel the pressure that they want to get married, but they don't have a mate yet. They feel the pressure at their careers. So, you know, it's really slick marketing. And unfortunately, it's just, again, it's preying on people's fears and natural desires to have a child and not really telling women the whole truth. You know, when the woman in the clip said that there's no guarantee, and yet women are willing to risk their health. This is not a procedure that is not without short and long-term health. It's very costly. This is not available to low-income or poor women or uninsured women. This is available only to the affluent or people that have, you know, work for Apple or Facebook that are now covering this. And, you know, at the end of the day, there's no guarantee that the woman, after spending all this tens of thousands of dollars and risking her health, will even get a baby.
So let's talk a bit about a little more specifically about some of the health risks that are entailed here that are, I'm sure, are in the fine print, but are certainly not in the sales pitch. What are they?
Yeah, I mean, and I wonder if Apple and Facebook, you know, have built into this benefit perk, you know, coverage so that when the women are harmed from the risk, you know, get taken care of. But, you know, in the short-term risk, you know, the clip said that the woman undergoes a procedure to harvest 12 eggs at a time. Naturally, a woman every month ovulates one egg, which is why most of the time we have one baby, and occasionally we might ovulate two, so we have twins. So the woman takes very powerful hormones at very high doses in order to produce many eggs at one time. And the medical literature is clear that there are real risks, known risks, risks called ovarian hyperstimulation syndrome, which cause strokes, and blood clots and all kinds of problems in the short term. There are longer-term risks of cancers with fertility drugs. And oftentimes, you know, these women are told to bank a couple of batches of eggs because, again, there's no guarantee for a baby at the end. So they encourage women to bank 20 or 30 eggs, which means a woman might go through this procedure two or three times, again, exposing herself to risk, again, with the drugs and the surgical procedure and the anesthesia to get the eggs out of her body. So this is not empowering women.
there's something about it also, and this is more philosophical than it is physiological or medical, and that is, it seems to me, it's being specifically marketed as a way that women who want it all can have it all, who want children but not now, or feel as though, and again, it comes back to the pressure issue, feel as though that if they took time off from their careers to have children, they would be somehow inadvertently or directly penalized for doing so. And to me, that may not be a pressure that their employer or they even want to recognize, but it's certainly there, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and we continue to just ignore the realities of what's called the biological clock. And so a woman thinks, you know, she can have it all, and this is a new modern technology that, again, lures that woman into thinking you can have the baby when you want, later on, down the road. And in fact, if you look at, again, back to the medical literature, you know, our bodies as women were designed to have children at a much younger age. And as a woman advances in age, even though she's banked her eggs maybe when she's 25, perhaps she decides at 35 or 38 or 40 to try a pregnancy at that high of a maternal age. The cost and the calculation and the risk of stillborn pregnancies and miscarriage and problems with the pregnant woman's own health really rise dramatically, because our bodies weren't designed to be undergoing pregnancy at 40. If anything, that sort of uses the close of our reproductive years. We're entering into the phase of menopause, and, you know, we're being prepared to become grandmothers at that stage. And, you know, the young woman who freezes her eggs thinking all will be well has to realize that at 40, her body is going to react much differently to pregnancy than it would if she was 25 or 30.
This is also, and I'd like you to speak about this if you would, this is also kind of the glossy Western side of an industry that is kind of egg harvesting, either from a woman willingly or from women who are being exploited in the third world. This is the glossy side of a much darker worldwide trade, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, there is a global market and there is global trafficking in human eggs. And whether it be human eggs to help people have babies all around the world, or it be human eggs that are much needed resources for the embryonic stem cell human cloner research scientists at the bench, there is a global market for eggs. And I was on a conference call just a few weeks ago with people in Africa, where young girls are now being targeted and paid, you know, small little sums of money by American standard, but, you know, significant money if you're, you know, a poor woman in Africa. So that the eggs are trafficked and traded, you know, around the world for research. Eggs are very easy to freeze and ship around the world. You know, that technology has been around for quite some time now, just as we, you know, can transport organs all around the world, you know, to transplant them to other people. So you look around the world and you see, you know, I spoke once at the European Parliament in Brussels, where they, you know, tightened up their human trafficking laws and broaden them to include the trafficking in human eggs and the trafficking in body parts. So there's, you know, obviously a move around the world to look at this through the lens the same way we do in trafficking in persons. We now traffic in body parts and human eggs.
Finally, then, what's your bottom line concern about this new way of appealing to successful career women and encouraging them to spend the money that they obviously appear to have to freeze their eggs for the future?
Yes, I mean, my bottom line is that the risks are real risks. The money is a very cost prohibitive figure, and at the end of the day, there's no guarantee that a woman will have a baby, and that we have to really realize, you know, take human biology lesson 101 again. We might have this new technique to freeze eggs, but our bodies, you know, still age.
Is it also a lesson in, because the technology isn't slowing down, it's only being refined and improved, so to speak, is it a lesson in, just because we are able to do something technologically in with our bodies, that doesn't necessarily mean that we should?
Sure. And that's certainly the work that we do here at the Center for Bioethics. You know, we're not looking at, can we do something? We're always asking the question, but is it good? Is it right to do something? Is it lovely? You know, those kinds of questions. And in this case, I think women are not being empowered. They're not being given certainly the full message. And they're sort of having this carrot dangled in front of them that they can beat biological realities. And oftentimes that means perhaps at great harm, physical harm to their own bodies.
Jennifer Lall spent 25 years as a pediatric critical care nurse, a hospital administrator, and a senior-level nursing manager. She's founder and president of the Center for Bioethics and Culture Network, and she's director and executive producer of the films Exploitation, Anonymous Father's Day, and Breeders, a Subclass of Women. We will post a link to the Center for Bioethics and Culture Network at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Jennifer, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
When we come back, Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer is going to join us. We'll pick up our regular series with him on Christ in the Old Testament, turning to a more obscure of the Old Testament prophets, Zephaniah, and the first chapter of his book. Stay tuned.
Thank you. Comfort, comfort, ye my people. For unto us a child is born, good news of great joy, the titles of Christ, the Magnificat. These are some of the Christmas card themes produced by Ad Crucem. Send a greeting card this Christmas season that's centered on the gospel of Jesus Christ. AdCrucem.com. Confessing the faith through art and word. AdCrucem.com. ADCRUCEM.com.
The Substitute Organist Service, aptly abbreviated SOS, really has come to our rescue.
Pastor Jim Hollowatch of Christ Lutheran Church in Jackson, Mississippi.
With the ever-growing shortage of skilled musicians in our community, we were approaching a real crisis. But thanks to the Substitute Organist Service, help is always just minutes away. With its easy, intuitive interface, friendly customer service, and outstanding musicianship, you really couldn't ask for more.
You can find out more about the Substitute Organist Service at churchmusicsolutions.com.
Talk radio for the Christian worldview. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Steadfast Lutherans, people who believe that traditional Lutheran preaching, liturgy, and hymnody continue to deliver Christ crucified for sinners today. The Reformation attempted to return the Church's focus on what we do for God back to a focus on what God does for us, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. Some things never change. The gospel is still under attack from inside and outside the Church. To see how Lutheran doctrine and practice preserve the gospel, visit steadfastlutherans.org.
Coming Friday, November 14th, and Saturday, November 15th, Issues Etc. 24. It's a live 24-hour broadcast of Issues Etc. from 10 in the morning Central Time on November 14th through 10 in the morning Central Time on November 15th. This year's theme, Myths About Lutheranism. Issues Etc. 24, Friday, November 14th, and Saturday, November 15th. Listen live at issuesetc.org.